Oh, hey, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Hey, do you watch sports? Well, which ones? What about basketball? If you watch basketball, let's see, which athletes do you keep up with? LeBron James? Stephen Curry? What about Lonzo Ball? Yes, Lonzo Ball is his name, and Sports and Shoes is the title of the game today. So what does that mean? Of course, athletes wear shoes that will help them to perform their best. So how are Lonzo's shoes any different? That's what we're going to find out. So, come on. Dumb shoes.
Sports and Shoes. Can the Ball brothers make it on and off the court? In the past year, a lot of people have been talking about LeVar Ball and his family. The Los Angeles Lakers definitely noticed the eldest of the three boys, Lonzo. In the 2017 draft, the LA Lakers chose him as the overall number 2 pick. Afterward, Magic Johnson, the president of operations for the Lakers, said Lonzo was going to be the new face of the basketball franchise.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 operations 这个复数型名词。Operations 是指企业的经营或业务。例如 ,the company outsourced their customer service operations to cut down on expenses. 这家公司将客服业务外包出去来节省开销。或者是 ,the bank's base of operations is located in Singapore. 这家银行的业务基地是在新加坡。如果去掉字尾的 S,Operation 就是指运作。例如 ,the railway is back in operation after the track was repaired. 铁轨修好之后铁路的运输就恢复运作。继续我们看的是 franchise 这个名词。Franchise 在这里不是指经销商的特许权，而是指经过联盟正式同意而且授权成立的职业球队，而且通常都是地区的代表球队。例如 ,even though this player started as a rookie,He soon became the key player in the franchise. 虽然这位球员一开始是只菜鸟，但是很快就成为这支职业球队中的关键球员。或者是 The commentator knows the history of the Major League Baseball franchises by heart. 这位球评将美国大联盟各球队的变迁历史都记在心里。
All right, because we are talking about a basketball player and some shoes today, let's see how many basketball skills I have. Ready, Rebecca?
Okay.
Can you hold on to my clipboard?
Yep, I will do that.
Okay, this is what you need to do if you want to be a good basketball player. You have to spin the ball on your finger, just kind of like that.
That you was have to really be able, good.
That's right. You have to be able to get the ball through your leg like this. Uh-huh. Yeah.很有气质。And one more thing, Rebecca, check this out. Getting the ball to bounce from a stationary position on the ground, like this. Okay, there, I'm a professional basketball player.
Gabe, I think you actually need more skills than what you just showed off. I hate to break it to you, but...It's the truth. You need more practice.
All right.
I'm not sure you're going to make the basketball team right now.
Yeah, not right now. I think I do need a lot more practice if I'm going to be anywhere near the skill level of the Ball family brothers.
Yes, the Ball family, the Ball brothers, are extremely good basketball players. Yes, and of course, as you know, today's lesson is called Sports and Shoes.And here's a good question. Can the Ball brothers make it on and off the court?
Well, now that I'm warmed up, let's talk about that phrase right there, to make it. You know, that word make could mean so many different things. It could mean to create something. Well, if you use it in this phrase, to make it, this means that you have accomplished something. You've accomplished what you want to do, or you've succeeded at something. We've made it.
Well, here's another way that you can use this phrase. With the skills that you just showed, or the skills you just displayed, I'm not sure you're going to make it on a basketball team right now, Gabe.
Well, I guess I need a little more practice,
mm-hmm.
and probably a lot more coaching.
Yes.
And maybe a dad like LeVar Ball, because he seems to be a pretty intense coach.
Extremely intense.
Right. We read something here. In the past year, a lot of people have been talking about LeVar Ball and his family. Now, this is a picture of LeVar, and he's got three sons, but these are his two younger sons, okay, LiAngelo and LaMelo. But our lesson is going to be mainly talking about his oldest son, Lonzo. But how do we continue?
Well, we read, the Los Angeles Lakers definitely noticed the eldest of the three boys, Lonzo.
Mm-hmm.
In the 2017 draft, the LA Lakers chose him as the overall number two pick. Now, that's a pretty big deal, isn't it?
That's a huge deal, right? Number two. Okay, so this is the overall number two pick. Now, that word overall is in the word bank. Here it means out of everyone or out of everything that you could possibly consider. Overall, he was the number two pick.
And here's another way that you can use this word overall. Sarah was chosen as the overall best student of the year. Now, sometimes at schools or in classes, teachers might choose, the overall best student.
Right. So maybe there was the student of the week for a week, or maybe the student of the month. But then you're saying that overall, the student of the year is the best one
right.
for the whole year.
Yeah, and that was Sarah.
Oh, nice job, Sarah.
Way to go, Sarah. So this is a great word, fun word. Practice using it. Use it with your friends. Think of some other ways to use the word overall.
And we're learning about the Lakers here and Lonzo Ball. We read on here about another famous basketball player. After Magic Johnson, the president of operations for the Lakers, said Lonzo was going to be the new face of the basketball franchise. The franchise referring to the Lakers. But what about that phrase, the new face of something, or the face of something? Here is Lonzo's face. We're not just talking about someone's face, right, on your body, on your head, but this means it's the main way of recognizing a company or a group, or it's the person chosen to represent that group.
Hey, Gabe, have you ever eaten Cocoa Crunch?
You mean the cereal?
Yeah, the cereal Cocoa Crunch.
Uh-huh.
It's really tasty, right? Well, on the box of cereal, it's like this chocolate cereal. There's like this monkey there's like this monkey on the box.
Uh-huh.
That monkey is the face of Cocoa Crunch.
That monkey is the face of Cocoa Crunch. That reminds me, Rebecca, of Tony the Tiger.
Oh.
Right? He's the face of Kellogg's Frosted Flakes and Corn Flakes.
Yes, you bet he is.
So those are the faces. Those are the things when you hear this company or when you think about this company, the first person or thing that you think of that comes to your mind, the image, that is probably the face of that company.
And
you could say.
And as you can see, when we talk about the face of something, it doesn't necessarily refer to a human face. Mm-hmm. It could be a cartoon or an animated face of some sort as well.
Mm-hmm. Or the person that just represents the group as a whole. And that's kind of what our lesson is talking about here when Magic Johnson said that Lonzo would be the new face of the LA Lakers.
Now, of course, we're talking about Lonzo and how he's an incredible basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he knows how to do slam dunks?
Oh, my goodness. Rebecca, I'm glad you asked if I knew how to slam dunk. You asked if I knew how to slam
dunk.
No,
I knew
right?
if Lonzo could slam dunk.
Because this is how you do it right here. It's time for us to slam dunk over to the info cloud. Rebecca, got this?
I
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud.
Many phrases we use are inspired by sports. One such phrase is slam dunk. In basketball, players can make a slam dunk by jumping up to the basket and pushing the ball through the hoop to score.
But other things can also be described as a slam dunk. If something is extremely successful or will definitely succeed, it can also be called a slam dunk.
For example, don't worry, you've been studying hard. Tomorrow's test will be a slam dunk. That means the test will be easy.
But wait, aren't slam dunks difficult to do in basketball?
Well, I suppose it would be difficult to jump in the air to make a slam dunk when there are many other people around you trying to stop you from scoring. But if you can get to the basket and jump high enough, the ball should go through the basket easily. It's very hard to miss when you make a slam dunk.
在篮球场上 ,slam dunk, 灌篮是一种振奋人心、令观众疯狂的高级动作，也会带给球员一种瞬间击败对手的成就感。Slam dunk 也可以用在其他跟篮球无关的领域，例如 This project will be a slam dunk for us. 这个企划案我们胸有成竹，一定会成功。任何轻而易举就能成功的事情都可以用 slam dunk 来形容。但是必须注意的是 ,slam dunk 其实是强力灌篮，跟一般的灌篮在强度上有一点点差别，所以不可以用 dunk 来形容很有把握的事情，只能用 slam dunk。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back. If you're a basketball fan, then you have probably heard of the Ball family. And especially if you are a Lakers fan, then you know who the new face of the Lakers is. That's right, Lonzo Ball. But our lesson is called Sports and Shoes. What about the shoes part? That's what we're going to talk about next.
Sports and shoes. But the Ball family was making news even before the draft. Lonzo's father, LeVar Ball, announced a signature shoe for Lonzo, the ZO2, in May of 2017. The big news was that the shoe didn't come from a major company like Nike or Reebok. It was with LeVar's own big baller brand. That news was unusual, to say the least. The ZO2 is the first family-branded shoe made for an NBA player. It is also the first signature shoe to cost a shocking $495 US. Many people in the sports community are making fun of the expensive shoes, but some are calling Big Baller Brand's marketing genius.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 signature 这个名词。signature 原本是指签名，但是这里是指特征或特色。例如 open-ended endings are a signature of this playwright's work. 开放式的结局是这位作家作品的特征。signature 也可以放在另外一个名词前面当作修饰。例如 misdirection is one of Stephen Curry's signature moves。做假动作来诱导对方是史蒂芬·科瑞的经典动作之一，或者是 leg of lamb is one of this chef's signature dishes， 羊腿是这位主厨的拿手菜之一。最后我们看的是 genius 这个名词， G-E-N 这个字根有生或产生的意思，所以 genius 是指天才，它的复数形注意是在字尾加上 es 变成 geniuses。如果要说明是哪一方面的天才，可以用形容词放在 genius 的前面，例如 a mathematical genius 是数学天才，或 或者是 an artistic genius 是指艺术天才。Genius 也可以指天分，这个时候它就是不可数的，要用单数型。Have a genius for something， 这个片语是指有某一方面的天分。例如 Charlie has a genius for organizing events， Charlie 有举办活动的天分。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Let's see if I can do this all the way around the back. Pretty good. Pretty good. Give me five.
Well done, Gabe.
Thanks, Rebecca. Can I be on the Lakers team now?
No.
Oh.
But you can have your lesson back.
Okay. Well, we're learning about a basketball player, but in this section, we're especially learning about shoes. This is interesting. Actually, I did find this very interesting. That is an expensive pair of shoes, don't you think, Rebecca?
Oh, my goodness. A very expensive pair of shoes. Yes, we're going to talk about that pair of shoes here shortly. But let's begin right at the top of this section. But the Ball family was making news even before the draft, meaning that even before Lonzo was drafted in and became one of the basketball players, this family was making news. Lonzo's father, LeVar Ball, announced a signature shoe for Lonzo, the Z02, in May of 2017.
Mm-hmm. So, sports and shoes, the Z02, that is the shoe. The big news was that the shoe didn't come from a major company like Nike or Reebok. Of course, a lot of companies will sponsor basketball players or different sports players, right? But not in this case. It was with LeVar's own Big Baller brand. That news was unusual, to say the least. So it's very unusual news, but let's take a look at that phrase, to say the least. It's a useful phrase. It means you use it when you want to imply that the reality is actually even more extreme than what was just said. So it's at least unusual, we know that, but actually it's really strange.
And there's other ways that you can use this word. For example, let's say that you're going to go to the beach, mm-hmm. and you're thinking, oh, it's going to be a nice day, and I'll just bring my suntan lotion, but I don't need a hat or my sunglasses. I'll be fine. Someone might say, you know, it's actually going to be really hot at the beach, to say the least.
So it's going to be hot. To say the least, that means it will be really, really hot, right? So in our lesson, the news was unusual, to say the least. Okay, we would say it's an understatement. But let's continue to the next paragraph here. The Z02 is the first family-branded shoe made for an NBA player. So that's interesting news. It is also the first signature shoe to cost a shocking $495. Rebecca, would you pay that much for a pair of shoes?
Absolutely not. At least not at this particular time. But anyway, many people in the sports community are making fun of the expensive shoes. Let's take a look at the phrase, the something community. What's that all about?
That's right. It's a proper way of discussing a certain group of people. So the sports community or the science community, right? But the next phrase we see here is to make fun of somebody or to make fun of something. That means to make jokes about something or somebody in a way that causes them to look ridiculous or silly.
And it's usually not very nice. So please don't make fun of your friends
yeah.
or family. Well, right now it's time for something fun. It's time for a challenge. It's time for the
SC Challenge. Here we go again. All right, friends, for today's SC Challenge, we have back in the studio, Brandon.
Hello, everyone, and it's good to be back here.
Thank you for coming back. And Carolyn.
Hello again.
And our lesson is about, kind of about sports and shoes, right? So first of all, guys, which sport do you really enjoy watching? Brandon?
Well, I love watching American football.
American football. Can you play it pretty well, too?
Not really. But I love to watch it.
Yeah, watching that sport is kind of fun. Carolyn?
Well,
I don't watch a lot of sports, actually, Gabe.
Have you seen any sports? Do you know what a sport is?
I do know what a sport is and what sports are in general, and I have seen them, but I don't really watch them regularly.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, today is about the sport basketball, and so we're learning about this guy named Lonzo and the L.A. Lakers. So here's question number one. Friends, let's see if you can guess the answer before Brandon and Carolyn do. Number one, the L.A. Lakers chose Lonzo as the overall number what pick? Which number was he? A, number one, B, number two, C, number 12, or D, number 20? Brandon?
I'm going to say A, number one.
Number one, C?
Number two.
Number two. You guys didn't want to choose 12 or 20?
Those seem a little far off. I don't think people would really report that.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. Well, both of those are great guesses, and the real answer is B, number two.
Whoa.
All right.
All right. Not number one, sorry.
But maybe he'll be number one one day. Number two, Lonzo's father announced what kind of shoe for Lonzo? A definite shoe. B, a genius shoe, C, an overall shoe, or D, a signature shoe. Yes, Brandon?
Is it D, a signature shoe?
Well, Carolyn, what's your guess?
Let me think. Genius shoe.
Genius shoe. I think it took a genius to make the shoe. But Brandon is correct.
Yes.
It is a signature shoe. So, 1-1 here. Number three. Today's key words are definitely, overall, signature, and genius. Fill in the blank with one of those words. Okay, here's the sentence. Gabe is a blank. Gabe is a what? Use one of those key words. You guys, any guesses?
Overall, Gabe is a nice guy.
Okay, right. Brandon?
Gabe is definitely a brother.
Right.
I can't read Gabe's signature.
No, guys, that's not it. Anything else? Yes.
Gabe is definitely not a genius.
You said genius. Genius, yes, that's correct. Gabe is a genius. I think that's what I heard. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. You guys did great. You had a tie. Actually, Brandon, I think you're the one that said, I'm a genius, right? Right. So thank you guys.
I think I said definitely not a genius.
Yeah, something similar to that. Well, friends, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here for
the SC Challenge.
Come on, Rebecca. You can't make the basketball bounce from a still spot on the ground.
Well, just watch me.
Oh, look at that. I guess I'm ready to join a basketball team, too.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us, friends.
And we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.